Welcome to your practice and to this tutorial. This may be a bit different than other Yoga to Cope offerings that you've explored in the past, as we're going to be exploring together, workshopping this idea of a full pelvic breath, getting the hang of it, getting used to it, learning all the cues for it so that you can practice on your own and experience this full, truly deep breath that fills the whole body, the entire trunk, from the base to the top. To do this, what I first like to do with people is have them root the breath deep within the hips. We're not breathing into the chest here. We're not even really breathing into the belly. But if you can imagine the space between the hips, the pelvic bowl being filled with every inhale and emptying from the same place. So the breath becomes rooted in that hip space, deeply rooted in the body. You fill from there and you empty from there. So it's a little bit like breathing backwards. I find that this is most easily explored, especially when you're new to the concept, in a modified child's pose. So if you want to come down onto the floor, bring the big toes to touch behind you and bring the knees together. Come into a child's pose with the knees together, walking your hands out forward, bringing your head to rest on the floor, on a cushion, a rolled up towel, anything you have nearby. Just make some contact with the forehead. And then your arms can stay extended out front, or you're welcome to bring them to wrap around, hands reaching toward the feet, and let the arms relax in that way. Once you get into a shape that you like, go ahead and let the eyes close. Tune in to your natural tide of breath. It's always a good place to start. It's just to close the eyes and tune into the breath just as it is before we start altering, guiding, modifying. The easiest place to begin is in a place you already are. So tune into that natural tide. Begin to be an internal observer of your inhales and your exhales. Notice where the body fills before we start directing it in any particular way. Maybe you breathe into the chest naturally. Maybe you breathe into the belly naturally and you feel that expansion against the legs. Continue to breathe here in this modified child's pose with the eyes closed. And I'm going to talk you through where we're headed next. This full pelvic breath begins and ends in the pelvic floor, at the base of the spine, the space between the hips, the pelvic bowl. I like to imagine the pelvic bowl as this clean, hollow structure, deep within my hips, deep within my trunk, at the root of my spine. And as I breathe in, I fill from the base up. So the best metaphor I've heard for this that I love to share with people is it's like filling a glass with water. You have an empty glass. You're going to pour the water into the glass from the top, but it's going to fill from the base up. So I'm going to ask you to try to pull breath in through the nose, but fill from the pelvic bowl up. In this child's pose, we're just rooting the breath in the hips. We're not going to come to a full expression of the breath just yet. But when you're ready, let the pelvic floor muscles soften. As those muscles soften, think of it as making space to pull air in through the nose and maybe feel expansion along the back body and the sit bones as you fill. In this shape, this modified child's pose, breath is forced back down along the back body into the hips. As you exhale, let that exhale begin with a gentle contraction of the muscles of the pelvic floor, almost like you're stopping a stream of urine. A gentle contraction that begins the movement of breath up and out of the body through the nose. It takes a little practice. It's almost like breathing backwards, so it might be something very new. Know that if you work at this and you start to get the feel for it, get the hang of it, it becomes easier the more and more you explore it. So really try here. With every inhale, find the breath deep within the hip space, That softening of the pelvic floor begins the filling from the base up, maybe into the low belly, maybe the mid belly. And then exhale begins with gentle contraction of the muscles of the pelvic floor, moving the breath up and out from the base through the nose. Every inhale is like water filling a glass. Pull breath in through the nose. Soften the pelvic floor as you fill from the base up. Feel the sit bones expand as you fill that hip space with breath. Maybe the low belly, maybe the mid belly. Every exhale begins with gentle contraction, moving the breath up and out of the body. Take a few rounds of breath here, just trying to get the hang of inhales beginning with that gentle release of the pelvic floor muscles, exhales beginning with gentle contraction of the same. Every breath begins with a gentle release or a gentle contraction in the pelvic floor. Every breath is either filling from the base up or emptying from the base up. Try to notice those sensations. Really tune in and be the director of your breath. It's not automatic. You're taking the reins and you're in control, moving the breath as you choose. And remember, with practice, it gets much easier. Every inhale, softening the muscles of the pelvic floor. As they gently release, you fill from the base up. Every exhale begins with a gentle contraction of the pelvic floor muscles, squeezing the air up and out through the nose. Continue this practice in this shape for as long as you'd like. And only as you're ready, you can go ahead and tune in to the next tutorial, which will explore the pelvic breath in a different, more upright and open shape, where we'll expand on this pelvic breath, pulling it out of just the hip space and the low belly, and into the full body, the entire trunk. Until next time, namaste.